Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Well, earlier on in the program, we spoke with Bob Peters about Arcadia Queen getting a slot in the Everest. He's hoping Enticing Star, the mare, can get there. And we're hoping that Red Zell can be there for a third straight occasion. Michael Ward is joining us from Triple Crown Syndications. Morning, Mike.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. Look, I know that it's very early on in a campaign, hopefully, that we'll end up in another Everest, but can you give our listeners a bit of an update on how the horse is doing?
Yeah, the horse is doing great. He's been back in the stables at Randwick with Peter and Paul for just over a couple of weeks now. He's returned in super order. He looks fantastic, and he's really done well in that period of time he had out. And, he's whole demeanour about him is all business, and he's very willing. Look, you know, he's very happy to be there.
Is he a horse that you can learn from him just on his demeanour?
Oh, definitely. I think with most horses you can. And I think you always look for those sort of signs in a horse every time they come back for a preparation. But, you know, the reports from Peter that, you know, he's in outstanding condition the way he's come back in this time. And I think, you know, we've got a lot to look forward to come the spring.
That's great. Let's hope he maintains that because, you know, winning the first two, we'd love to see him there again. I know you haven't got a slot. I guess there's people there that are just waiting to see how he does come back up.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I mean, it's the race is really coming together, isn't it? I mean, six slots down, six to go, and you've got, you know, horses like Santa Ana Lane and Piorata and Arcadia Queen now as well and Sunlight. So I think if you just add a horse like Red Zell to the mix, fingers crossed, you know, what a race you'd have.
It's interesting, Mike, isn't it? I wonder year by year if the race changes, but you mentioned some of the names that have secured. We've already got five or six new names into the race.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's always renewing itself, isn't it? And I think it's already stamped itself as the pinnacle of the, you know, weight for age sprint races in Australia. So it's a race that everybody wants to be a part of, as you heard there with Bob Peters earlier. And, you know, we're no different. We'd love to get Red Zell there again to defend it. And, you know, we think we've got the horse to have a good crack at it again.
Okay. With him, do we mark him too hard because of his success in the Everest? Do we mark him too hard that he didn't go to Brisbane and win the Victory Stakes? Or do you think the horse was just off his day on that day? Or, I mean, are we underrating the likes of I Am Excited?
Oh, look, I think we do. You know, naturally, we do hold the bar pretty high. I mean, that itself. So the standard we expect from him is you know, the very top. And, you know, we found out, I mean, he obviously came back well initially last preparation. And then, you know, there were one or two races there where he just didn't quite get to the standard that we'd expect. But we took him home and we did all sorts of tests on him and we came up with a little bit of something which is just easily addressed. And, you know, we now know that and we look forward now with confidence.
Okay, so that's the main thing, that the issue can be solved hopefully promptly as you've done.
Absolutely. But, you know, no surgery was required, which was the main thing. Fortunately it's very minor and we can look forward now knowing what we're dealing with.
Understand. All right, well, that sounds good. Let's hope he just continues to maintain everything and we can enjoy him back again in the spring. I've got to ask you about the unlucky Triple Crown at the moment. Hopefully he can break through for you in the Healy Brave Song. Does Barrier 1 make me nervous or not?
Oh, look, it is a little bit tricky, but that's why you get the good jockeys on and we've got Blake Shin on. I think you probably saw yesterday with one of our other horses that got up, Miss D to Canterbury. He found himself in a little bit of trouble as well. And it was only because we did have the likes of Blake Shin on there that he was able to show the patience that he did and ended up getting the chocolates. And so I think on Saturday, Brave Song, you know, he's been three runs back for 3 seconds and all of them have been super with you know, some very good form around Trekking who went on to win the Stradbroke. So, you know, I think last time out in the Morton Cup, he was a little bit stiff with, you know, probably the run of the day. And I think he looks very well placed this Saturday over the 1200 again.
We got Blake Shin on a little while later in the program talking about his rides up there. It'll be intriguing just to ask him about a few of his rides going forward, but this is a great opportunity for him with J-Mac in the UK to be picking up. You know, he's just had a terrific time up north, and he's on a horse that, well, you just couldn't believe how stiff he was the other day on behind Pretty in Pink.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we needed to... Need to win that race, obviously, to get into the Stradbroke, and we were hoping to do so. We would have backed up for sure the week later. We thought the horse was going very well and was a good chance in a race like that if he was able to sneak in. So hopefully we can make up for it this Saturday.
Yeah, hope so. What else have you got on, mate? Anything else that our listeners should jot down? You got a couple there on Saturday on the wet track?
Yeah, we do. Look, we've got Island Missile who's drawn barrier 16 of 16, which is not the best, but certainly getting up to the distances now, a mile and above, where he'll prove to be very competitive. And we've got Charaterra there going around in the 1400 metre race, who does look well placed in a strong inside gate.
Yeah, don't be too concerned by 16 because they're going to spread across this track come race 7 there on the weekend.
Yeah, all fingers crossed.
Yeah. All right, Mike, thanks for joining us, mate. Just wanted to get an update on Red Zell, and let's hope the preparation just continues to pick up as we get through it.
Absolutely, Andrew. Thanks very much for your time.